We'll conclude our brief look at ARPA in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the rather vacated Chicago studio of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with the November 25th podcast of the Rain Report.
It's very easy to criticize when you don't understand. I would encourage a little bit more dialogue and a little less assumption.
That's the voice of Michael Lysenko, N2YBB, Hudson Division Director with the ARRL, the National Association of Amateur Radio, and Chair of the ARRL's Legislative Advocacy Committee. Recently, Rains Hapali, KC9RP, caught up with Mike on Skype to learn the ins and outs of ARPA, the Amateur Radio Parity Act of 2017. Hap began our second and final excerpt from his conversation with Mike, requesting a brief explanation as to the differences between the proposed ARPA legislation and PRB1, legislation many hams have benefited from the past several decades.
We basically, the first time around, just took PRB1 and kind of put it on a bill and said, here, let's do this for private land use, homeowner association type of development. The problem with that, of course, is that you have to realize that the folks who live in deed-restricted communities, these are their entitlements. And so it would be unreasonable to think that you're just going to walk in and basically roll over everybody and get PRB1 done. And so what happened was we were told by the powers that be in both parties on the House Commerce Committee that we needed to sit down and work out some sort of an arrangement that was satisfactory to both us and the folks who represented the homeowners associations. Without that, we never, ever, ever would have seen any legislation for us. They made that extremely clear to us. And so we sat down over a period of a number of months and literally worked out an arrangement where homeowners associations protected what they felt what they were already entitled to. And we got the guarantee of an effective outdoor antenna with no preclusion of amateur communications and having done so in the least restrictive manner. We basically got PRP1, but in terms of the way it's dealt with a deed restricted community as opposed to a municipal zoning board. There are certain things that they needed to protect, such as the fact that a homeowners association, their primary responsibility, as far as they see it, 99% of the times, is the aesthetic concerns of the community. There would be no way that they would give up something that they already had the right to. One of the complaints that we heard is that, we have to go to homeowners associations to apply. And, well, you know what? You would have to do that anyway, even if this didn't exist. The bottom line is the homeowners associations, through covenants that travel with the land for as long as that thing is in development, one of their entitlements is to determine the aesthetic values of the property. Now, that's not saying that they're unreasonable. Sometimes they are. We've all heard of the pink Cadillac in the driveway kind of thing and silliness. That was a major concern for them. Some folks have complained that, well, I've got to go to them for permission. Well, you know what? If you live in a municipal zoning board, you have to go to municipal zoning board for a permit. There are similarities all around. The ability to determine the maximum height, safety issues involved in putting construction of an antenna structure, things like that. There's really no difference there than what would happen is if you went to municipal zoning board. So the bottom line is that they were looking to make certain that they didn't lose what they already had. On the other hand, we wanted to make certain that we didn't lose what we already had. So we made certain that the legislation only dealt with deed-restricted communities. Anybody who lived in a deed-restricted community, those who live in a municipal zoning board area, PRB1 affected them and would not change so that there wouldn't be any of that crossover and we wouldn't have to worry about losing the ability to maintain PRB1 for people who live in communities that are not deed-restricted. So there are a lot of similarities. There are a lot of differences. But the bottom line is that these are things that we needed to work out with both CAI, Community Associations Institute, and of course, both parties on the Commerce Committee. It was a long and arduous process.
This leads us to November now, 2017. How much more time do we have?
All right. The congressional session ends December 31, 2018. We have a little over a year still within this congressional session. And that's critical to us because you have to make the assumption that the face of one, if not both houses of Congress, stand a very good chance of changing come the midterm elections. We would probably have to start from scratch. have the face of either house changed dramatically. We've been very lucky in that the support we've gathered over the past few years is bipartisan in nature, despite the fact that you see some not so friendly goings on in Congress. We've been able to avoid that nastiness because we provide a critical service in time of need, and we don't cost the taxpayer a penny. So we're able to kind of avoid some of the nastiness that's been going on, but things have a habit of changing, and you never know what will happen, but we do have until the end of next year to try to get this thing through in this session.
So what can I, as the everyday ham, do to help?
That's a good question. At this point right now, well, let me take it back a little bit. We, over the past couple of years, last year and this year, we've run either widespread or occasionally targeted emailings to various senators and congresspeople, also hard copy letters. We must have gathered thousands of hard copy letters at various conventions and the larger ham fests and all that. We had people out with laptops and portable printers printing out letters for members to sign, basically asking their representatives to support the bill. Last year and this year, we've been using targeted emailings. And these things we found are very important because when we're able to come in with literally thousands of emails and letters, the folks in these offices do perk up and do examine what these things are about and what's going on. The irony is that we've gotten letters back, and they're all form letters after a while. We've gotten letters back where it was obvious that the individual did not understand what the bill was about. We had to go back to their staff and say, hey, we think you messed up on this. The bill didn't say this. The bill said that. Could you please do us a favor and fix it on your response? Well, usually they did. It was important to us to do that. It's because we were getting phone calls and letters and emails from members who were concerned that their legislator didn't get what they were talking about and was going to oppose the bill. That obviously was not the case, and certainly not in the House, where the thing passed very quickly on suspension of the rules.
You're listening to a conversation between Reince Hapali, KC9RP, and Mike Lysenko, N2YBB, the ARRL Hudson Division Director and Chair of the ARRL Legislative Advocacy Committee. We'll conclude their discussion about the 2017 Amateur Radio Parity Act, ARPA, in a moment. This is the RAIN Report, the weekly podcast of the Radio Amateur Information Network, downloadable from therainreport.com, and heard Saturday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time from Lebanon, Tennessee, on shortwave station WTWW 5085 kilohertz. That's 5085 kilohertz. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The RAIN Report from www.therainreport.com.
We've done a couple of emailing specifically to Florida, as well as some media. But there's only so many times you can keep on sending the same thing over and over and over again before people kind of get tired of it.
What if I'm not an ARRL member?
We are not allowed to solicit non-members for any purpose. But that doesn't mean that they're not able to send emails or write their representatives or support the bill. And certainly, they reach out to ask a question, the question will get answered. And then we'll say to them, why are you not a member of the League? The League is your best advocate for amateur radio.
It just occurred to me that obviously you can let a lot of folks know in a ham club if there is a video.
But that's a good point. There is nothing current. Part of the reason for that is because the problem is so narrow at this point that I don't think we even thought about putting something out there in terms of a video, when the problem is truly very frustrating, the whole being placed by one senator.
I suppose those who are in Senator Nelson's jurisdiction, if they haven't dropped him a note already, they should.
Well, what they could do is pick up a phone and call his Washington office and call his local office to them and say, I support the Amateur Radio Parity Act, and I'm a constituent, and we're not happy that you don't support it. Inundating that office with phone calls would send a message. And understand that you have to be respectful. You can't cross the line. And unfortunately, we've had some individuals who have crossed that line and make it more difficult for us in the long run. Because let's face it, you want to treat people in the same manner that you want to be treated. And so when you do call up a legislative office, do it in a way that makes us look good, not bad. There is a lot of information on the ARRL website. If you just go to the homepage, we have an FAQ that we've put up there. And of course, you can get information by reaching out to me as well, or your own directors. That would probably be the best way of reaching out if you have any questions.
And that concludes Hap Holly KC9RP's time with Mike Lysenko, N2YBB, chair of the ARRL Legislative Advocacy Committee and ARRL Hudson Division Director. Editorial comment. You just may be fortunate enough today to not be living under the stifling umbrella of a homeowners association with its covenants and deed restrictions. But that time may come, in which case you'll wish you had proactively participated in being a part of the solution, i.e., supporting ARPA of 2017, not part of the ongoing problem many hams are living with today. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2017 Rain. All rights are reserved. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. www.therainreport.com. Heard Saturday evenings as part of the block of amateur radio programming on WTWW Radio, Lebanon, Tennessee, on the shortwave frequency of 5,085 kilohertz. That's 5,085 kilohertz. Keep on hamming.